Last season, the Columbus Blue Jackets did something that they had never done before, and they did something that no other National Hockey League team had ever done before either. The Jackets won the team's first ever playoff series, and at the same time, they knocked out the club with the best record in the league, the President's Trophy winning Tampa Bay Lightning, in the first round. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime online and give quickly, safely, and securely right there at WWIB.com. Blue Jackets assistant coach Brad Larson was part of that wild ride, and he is with me for a little bit to rewind the tape of that. Brad, welcome. You and I were talking a little bit ago here, and you and your family are literally up in our neck of the woods. I mean, you're in Luck, Wisconsin, for a little preseason getaway. How did you wind up here in the North Woods?
Well, again, some friends of ours up here have a place, and we had talked to them about it, and they had offered it if we would ever make our way up here, and we decided as a family last month we knew we wanted to get away, and especially for the season if we could, and it just kind of the stars aligned, and we ended up driving up here, and we ended up here in Luck, Wisconsin. It's been beautiful so far.
Good, good. So hockey is taking a back seat right now to this vacation, right?
Absolutely, yeah. This is kind of calm before the storm, so to say, and really it's just a great time to fully unplug and just totally invest in the family. And, you know, we have a 5-acre farm back in Columbus, so it's, you know, with horses and dogs and cats and everything. So even we got our dogs with us, but even just daily routine stuff, just to completely unplug and focus on one another and just have some fun, the four of us, it's been really nice.
Yeah, well, it's a long season. One that didn't end for you guys until May 6th of this year. Last season, you made history in the first round, like I said, knocking out the Tampa Bay Lightning. First time ever that the top team in the league has been ousted in the first round. Can you relive what that was like for you behind the bench?
Well, yeah, obviously it was real exciting, and we knew we had a tall task in front of us. You know, it's funny, we didn't, score-wise, when you looked at our regular season matchup, we didn't do great. I think it was 17-3, but as coaches, once we knew we were playing Tampa, we reviewed all the games we played against them, and really, we played some really, really good hockey against them, and Vasilevsky was outstanding in a lot of those games, and there was only one game, and that was early in the season when we felt like we weren't really in it, but the next two, when we looked at scoring chances for and against and dangerous opportunities and the minutes we put in, we had some really good minutes. So we knew we could play with them. Now, hey, we all understand this was a pretty special team we were playing, and it was a tall task, but we knew if we played well, we had a chance. I mean, anytime you have a guy like Bobrovsky in net and, you know, we made some good additions at the deadline, we were a different team. We felt like, you know, if we played really good hockey, they always say, you never know. So, obviously, game one, when we were down 3-0 there early, and, you know, they were rolling pretty good, but we kind of got our feet underneath us there in the second period and came back and won. It kind of gave you a little bit of a chance to breathe and understand that we're in a series. And to me, really, the swing game was game two. Game one, anybody could come back, but game two in their building after we had come back, you felt like, you know, everyone was saying, well, they're going to smarten up and that won't happen again. Well, I felt like that game we really took it to them, and we didn't give them any scoring chances and really controlled the play, and so that was a big turning point, I think, just a confidence builder for our team. And then obviously the rest is history. We came and closed out the series in four. But yeah, I mean, nobody saw that coming. We certainly didn't expect to win in four. I don't think anybody does in the playoffs. Doesn't matter who you're playing. But yeah, it was a special series to especially for the franchise, for their first ever playoff series win, to happen in that fashion.
Yeah, and the ironic thing, Brad, is that your club really was on the edge of playoff qualifying late March. You really had to turn it on late in the season just to even make the playoffs.
Yeah, we had a good team. We had a lot of things surrounding our team, obviously, early in the year itself with Bobrovsky and Panarin and the uncertainty of them signing and what was going to happen there, and everybody's talking about it. And then, management decided to add at the deadline instead of sell, which was a huge vote of confidence for the team. I think the guys were really excited. But when you bring new players in and, there's an adjustment, and especially quality players that we brought in. So, it's not as easy as it looks that you add good players that it just works seamless and everybody fits in. You have to find a role. Some guys are getting bumped down instead of bumped up. And you got to find chemistry, and you got a short time to do it. So I think it took a little bit just to find that chemistry, but we brought it together at the right time and went on a little bit of a run at the end of the season. And I think, like most coaches, you want to be playing your best hockey when you hit playoffs, and I think we were.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Brad, we're OOT here, out of time for today's show, so let's get you back if we can and pick it up there. Talk about those interesting days at the trading deadline where you could have unloaded these big, high-priced free agent guys, but the club decided to go all in for the playoffs. What was that like? We'll talk to you about that next time here on Sports and Commentary. Brad Larson, the assistant coach for the National Hockey League Columbus Blue Jackets. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much.